Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Today I wish to bring to you the second lesson on the subject of hell and who is going there. Let me explain once again. We are not attempting to make judgment upon anybody according to our standards, our personal standards. We emphasize that man does not have that right. The judgment belongs to God. But we must believe the standards that God has revealed. We must accept His revelation concerning hell. We have no right to set aside what God has taught. It is most inconsistent to believe in heaven and to deny hell, because the same Bible, the Word of God, that tells us of one tells us about the other. Now, we have shown the reality that there is punishment after this life, according to the Word of God, according to the way that people live. And we have the descriptions in the Bible about hell as best we can understand them. We can't hardly imagine the horrors of it, but we have the Word of God that tells us things about it that makes us certain we don't want to go there. Now we continue our lesson after having seen the description of hell, and that there is a punishment for some after this life, according to the teachings of Christ and Peter and Paul. How long must hell be endured? I believe when we become sick, one of the first questions we ask, how long before I can be well again? If we break a bone, we ask, how long before I can take this cast off? You see, we have expectation that at some point in time we'll be relieved from the problem. Some have invented a doctrine of purgatory, where one goes and burns until he has paid for his sins. Well, the Bible teaches nothing like purgatory. It teaches that man cannot pay for his own sins. This would be salvation apart from the blood of Christ. We would be paying our own debt and eventually be delivered. But that doctrine is false from the very start. There are others that teach that the wicked at death will simply be annihilated. They cease to exist. Their punishment will be only that they just don't exist anymore. Well, their punishment is not one that includes torment, because they will cease to be, they contend. But that's not what the Bible teaches. What does the Bible say about how long hell will be endured? I read to you from Revelation 14, forever and ever. From Revelation 20, forever and ever. From Mark chapter 9, it's an unquenchable fire, where the worm dieth not. Matthew 25 speaks of life eternal and punishment everlasting. And the word translated eternal and translated everlasting, it's exactly the same word. Heaven and hell exist together, one just as long as the other. Is there really any doubt regarding what the Bible teaches on this subject? No, there is not. There is a place called hell, and it shall never end. There will be no hope. There will be no termination. There will be no exit. Those who go there are locked there forever. Once there, forever there. Well, who is going there? Again, we have no right to make our own judgments. We want to emphasize that. We're not trying to make a judgment according to our standards. Do we not have the obligation to respect what God has warned? You see, God is the judge, and He's told us who is going there. And even though some may say nobody is going there, I suggest we do better to listen to God rather than to some men. And even though some say that nobody can say who's going there, we can say what God has said, and we can say that with great confidence. Now, there be some who follow a Calvinistic doctrine of what is called predestination that contends that some are predestined to heaven and others are predestined to hell even before they are born, and they cannot do anything about it one way or the other. Of course, that would mean the entire mission of Christ to save would be a farce. That would mean the invitation to come unto him and to be saved would be certainly insincere. Why, that would mean that the responsibility for a person's salvation would be altogether on God. Man would have no choice in the matter. He may as well just give in and give up, because according to this false Calvinistic doctrine, it's all settled before he was born. That's a mockery of the entire biblical record. That doctrine is false. People ought to know better than that. But again, we ask, what does the Bible teach as to who is going to hell? Listen to what Scripture teaches. For this we know, that no whoremonger or unclean person or covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Ephesians 5:5. From Revelation 21. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and murderers, all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Listen again from the book of Galatians. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Friend, what a lot of people don't realize is that Scripture teaches that more are going to be lost than will be saved. In Matthew chapter 7, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Friend, there's more going to be lost then will be saved. You see, friend, the Bible says that hell is the place of the devil and his angels, Matthew 25. This includes Satan's messengers, his fellow workers. John teaches, and we know, that we are of God. But the whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5:19. And James wrote that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Those who follow the sinful ways of the world, they cannot be saved while they stay in that spiritual state. Furthermore, Jesus taught, those who have neglected to do good works shall hear the words, "Depart from me, I never knew you," in Matthew chapter 25. Does not teach that not teach us who will be in hell? In Romans chapter 2, "But unto them who are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath and tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, even of the Jew first and also the Gentile." Again we read, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God," watch it, "and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power." 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Those that don't obey the truth are included among those that shall go to hell. And can't you see why Christians are urging people to obey the truth of the gospel? It is so they can escape this place. The reason the gospel is such good news is because when it is obeyed, it enables one to escape hell as well as go to heaven. The gospel includes facts and promises, but it also includes commands that must be obeyed. Man must believe in Christ. He must repent of his sins. He must confess his faith. He must be baptized for the remission of sins, baptized into Christ according to the gospel. This must be obeyed, Paul says, and to not obey it is to seal our spiritual doom. And those who become unfaithful, what does Peter say of them? For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of this world and know through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of commandment delivered unto them, but it happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to the wallowing in the mire. Friend, the first state of a person is that he is lost in sin. The latter state, the state of one who becomes a Christian, but is unfaithful and turns back into sin, is even worse. Certainly, since it is said to be worse, the unfaithful Christian is lost. Probably the reason that he is in a worse state is because, having heard the only message of truth and turning from it, there's nothing else to which he can turn in order to be saved. Didn't Jesus warn no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God? Luke 9 and verse 62. Well, this shows that the one who draws back will be lost. And that contradicts this false doctrine that some teach of once saved, always saved. They teach that, and it's according to their manual and according to their various disciplines that they follow of man-made origin. But the Word of God teaches that one can fall away. Friend, I say to you, if you be a true New Testament Christian, having been baptized into Christ, if you do not remain faithful, you will renounce your salvation, and you will be among those who will inhabit this place that we've been talking about in these lessons. But you also must obey the gospel. There are motives for obeying the gospel. One of them, of course, is to seek the reward of heaven. Another is, of course, because we love the Lord. The goodness of God leadeth us to repentance. God has blessed us so. We want to serve him. We love him. But lesson also know the warnings of God of this place called hell. That's to motivate us to serve him. The Bible says, and Paul wrote it in 2 Corinthians 5, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Will you be persuaded? You know, there was a time when Paul preached to one, he said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, but he didn't obey, and as far as we can tell from Scripture, he died out of Christ and is lost. Hebrews 10:31 says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And Hebrews 12, seeing that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven? Well, we have what God has spoken from heaven on the subject of hell and who is going there. Would we not be wise to believe what he said and then obey the gospel and be saved? This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.